The talk of war and the elevation of the nation's security alert to a higher level, plus the shuttle disaster, have diverted attention from President Bush's budget that was delivered to Congress last week. The document contains some important policy changes proposed by the Bush administration. And joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
We've heard a lot about the president's plan to eliminate taxation on dividend earnings. What other tax proposals are in there?
Well, through the creation of special new savings accounts, basically over the next 10 years, you would eliminate taxes or people would be able to shield their incomes on interest or capital gains from taxation. And the budget would continue the elimination of the inheritance tax, which was put in as a temporary measure in the first Bush Congress. So it's essentially an ambitious restructuring of the whole tax code. But polls show that the voters agree with Democrats that the president's tax proposals are benefiting the rich, not the middle class or the poor. So you haven't heard a whole lot about these tax proposals, but they're in that budget.
What about the spending side? Are there big policy changes there, too?
Absolutely. There are proposals to turn programs, particularly programs that are aimed at helping the poor, over to the states. Now, we had some indication about proposals to do that for the medical program for the poor, Medicaid. But there are also proposals to turn Head Start, the preschool program, over to the states, housing subsidies, unemployment benefits. Again, we're talking here about a major restructuring of the way government programs work. Now, normally, this would be something that the states would welcome because governors traditionally hate interference by the federal government and the federal government telling them what to do. But right now, the states are so economically strapped that they are likely to be very wary of this. And people who are policy experts on the subject of poverty are extremely wary of these proposed changes.
Republicans and Democrats have expressed opposition to many of these proposals. What are the president's prospects for passage of his proposals?
Well, it depends on how hard the White House pushes. And here, Bob, this comes back around to what you were saying at the beginning, that war and terrorism have knocked a lot of these concerns out of the newspapers and off our broadcast. And that makes a tremendous difference when it comes to passage, and it also makes a tremendous difference, war and terrorism, of how the president handles those issues and how his approval in the country is affected by it. Remember back in 1980 when President Reagan came in and made similar broad proposals for tax cuts and spending cuts, and a lot of people declared them dead on arrival at the Capitol, even though he had a Republican Senate and a working majority in the House of conservative Democrats and Republicans. This was the first attempt in recent years to really impose a conservative ideology of cutting down the federal government and trying to get the states to be more active. The first time you really saw a push for it in Washington, and it didn't look like it was likely to go anywhere until the president was shot. And then his approval ratings went sky high, and a lot of what he proposed got passed. And I think that something similar could happen this time, depending, again, on how hard the White House pushes. Even though the tendency is to fight these kinds of things for all kinds of both ideological and structural reasons having to do with the prerogatives of congressional committees, et cetera, if the president's approval ratings are high and he pushes for it, he could win.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.